All right. So my name's Steve Heinen. This week I got the privilege of being part of the Bible, Wild Bible Adventures. I only taught the grade 4, 5, and 6s, and that was because this year we had a different format, and the grade 5 and 6s, they had a little special programming, so that we called it Safari Escape Time, and they got to do something a little bit different in kids camp this year. And it was just an amazing to see the grade 5 and 6s kind of just step up and go to the community and ask for food bank items and then go collect them. And we had some scavenger hunts in there and some nature walks, and it was really cool. But during the Wild Bible Adventures, I mean, I really enjoyed that. And today I'm going to give you a little bit of a taste of one of the object lessons that I taught. This comes out of day 4. And so I'm going to ask for my helpers to come up. I'm going to ask for Xander and Daniel and Sheldon and Hazel and Lily. If you could come up and just find a place on the bench here. All right. So every day we had a theme and we kind of went through it all. And with the theme came a Bible verse. So part of what my helpers are going to do is they're going to recite the memory verse or the Bible verse for the day. So, Xander, day 1. When life is unfair, God is good. What is the memory verse that goes with that?
The Lord is good, a strong refuge when trouble comes. Nahum 1:7.
Good job. Awesome. All right. Daniel. When life is scary, God is good. What's the Bible verse that goes with that?
Psalms 23:4. Even when I walk through the darkest valleys, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me.
Nice. Awesome. Good job. Okay, in day 3, we had when life changes, God is good. Sheldon, what is the memory verse that goes with that?
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Psalm 106, verse 1.
Oh, good job. And day 4, this is the day I'm going to pull my object lesson from, is when life is sad, God is good. Hazel?
God, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Psalm 34:18.
Oh, good job, Hazel. Awesome. And day number 5, when life is good, God is good. And so Lily, can you say the venerable verse for that?
Remember the Lord who is great and glorious.
Ah, good job.
Nehemiah 5 verse 14.
That's good. Good. Ready to go, Lily. All right. So today, in this object lesson, we talked about stones. And so I have a whole big bucket of stones here. And so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to pass out a stone to each one of my beautiful helpers.
And handsome
helpers. All right. So, we're going to today compare sin as being a stone. But before I even get into that, I'm going to talk about sin a little bit, because sometimes sin is kind of this churchy word that we use. But really, sin is just, it's anything that is rebellion against God. It's a transgression of the law of God. And sin is something that we inherited through Adam. It's something that came in, and now all of human race has this, basically this sin problem. We became sinners by nature. And this sin has basically changed who us as human beings are supposed to be. It basically brought about a spiritual death. And so, like I said, it was passed on to us from Adam. And I should probably be speaking to both. And because of it, we are not sinners because we sin, but we sin because we are inherently sinners. And so that's where it starts. And so when you compare a rock to sin, you got to look at it. And rocks, you know, lots of times are found in the ground, and they are dirty. And so when we look at sin in our lives, what it does is it causes our hearts to be dirty. And that dirtiness just creates this separation between us and God. God, who is perfectly clean, and us who are dirty. And this causes that separation to grow even bigger. Now, another thing about a stone is that it's hard. Is anyone's stone soft here? Can you squish it?
Yeah.
Let me see, Xander. Can I see you squish it? No, I don't know if you can. Then it's probably not a rock. But sin, too, can cause our hearts to be hard. They just like this rock is hard, our hearts become hard with the sin in our lives. And just like Pharaoh, as his heart was hardened, turned from the Lord, so as our hearts get hardened, we have a tendency to turn from the Lord. And so you look at it and you say, well, one sin, it's not too bad. One rock, it's not that heavy, is it? Is one rock heavy? No, you're all carrying it, aren't you? Right? But now just imagine having a day full of sin. Because if we are born sinners, that means all day long we are sinning. And so throughout the day, we end up carrying these stones. So we could be carrying a stone for the time we were disobedient to our parents, or maybe it's a time that we kicked our friend, or maybe it's a time that we should have done something but we never did it, right? Maybe a chore, or maybe it was a time that we said a bad word, and maybe it was a time that, I don't know, you name it, anything that's a sin, anything that rebels against God's law and against God's word, that's sins. And so throughout a day, we can pile up these sins, and this pail of sins, of rocks, gets heavier and heavier and heavier, and it becomes almost unbearable. How can we ever wear the weight? Now think about the sins of the world and these sins that come upon us. But in 1 Peter, it talks about, in 1 Peter 2, verses 24, this is talking about Jesus, and he says, he himself bore our sins in his body on a tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. And so, as just a physical reminder of that, I would like us to take these stones and let's bring it to the cross that Jesus died for us on, the cross that was that took all our sins from us, the weight of the sins of all the world, and we have the ability through Jesus to lay our sins at the cross, and we can get rid of all the weight, and he will wash us clean. So why don't we take these stones right now? You can stand up with me. Why don't we walk to the cross and just remember, as it drops, remember all that Christ has done. Remember the nails that were pounded. Remember the sound that it made as Christ bore our sins. Because Christ is that good to us. He took all our sins and he washed us clean. And it is such an amazing gift for us. Thank you for helping me with that today.
Awesome. Thank you, Steve. For those that don't know, my name is Pastor Brent. I am that sacrificial lamb that's later going to be slaughtered with water balloons and such. I have the privilege of leading this place, Sturgeon Alliance, and we have such an amazing group of volunteers and workers here. And I really worked behind the scenes this week and just helping out where I could. But right now, what I want to do is I want to ask one of our volunteers, one of our key volunteers that was here throughout the week, Miss Jen Campbell. And we've been doing this theme this week, when life is wild, or when life is scary, when life is changes, or when life is sad, God is good. I mean, even when life is good, God is good. And Miss Jen has been leading us in that this week. But also, Jen has been actually living it. She has a story that she wants to share with us, because this isn't just principles for kids. This is principles for adults as well. She has a story she wants to share with us about how when life was unfair, when life was sad, when life changes, when life was scary, but yet God was good in all of it. And even when life is good, God is good. So Jen, why don't you tell us a little bit of your story of when life was wild?
Life was wild. Yes, I'm on now. I forgot to turn it on later for the skit. Life's unfair for those sound people. They're like, why isn't she working? Yeah. Well, I mean, I could go on for quite a while. How long do y'all have? I'm just kidding. An hour? Well, huh.
Xander's knocking out of the park.
No. Well, Xander, he was the whole reason why Miss Jen got slimed this week. I'm telling you. Yeah. Him and I have a little beef. He might get wet a little later. We'll see. Life is wild, unfair, sad, crazy. For me, it all started when I was, grew up in a Christian home on a dairy farm. So, you know, sometimes life was unfair. Didn't get to do the vacations everyone else got to do. If you're a dairy farmer, you're married to the farm. Yeah. At 19, my parents had actually sold the dairy part of the farm. So they were taking a vacation. I was out of the house. My brother and younger sister were still in high school, so they had to stay back because school wasn't quite done. But my youngest brother, Lauren, went on vacation with my parents. At that time, they were driving down a highway. A gravel truck decided to pull out in front of them. They were all killed instantly. Oh. So at 19, I am now an orphan. Both parents and my youngest brother are gone. The way I saw God was good through me through that. Dane's not here today. He's actually working.
Dane's your husband.
Dane is my husband, yes. I am married. Some of you might not know that he's gone a lot working, but yes, I do have a guy, and every now and then he's up behind the drums. We were dating at the time, and he was my rock. Other than Jesus, through that time. And I think it was God's blessing that we were actually together, because I don't know what I would have done, would have gone off and been this wild, teeny, crazy teenager. Fast forward a few years, we got married. A few more, I had a beautiful little girl, and then a couple more boys. No, they aren't as pretty, but they are pretty handsome.
Yeah. Thanks, Xander, for clarifying.
Right?
That
yeah,
one.
They're handsome, not cute and pretty.
Yeah.
And life was amazing. So I had Madeline, William, Dustin, and a little guy named Matthew. And he definitely rounded out our family. He was supposed to be a girl, because Dusty was supposed to be another girl, because my mom had girl, boy, girl, boy. I thought I was doing the same. Nope, I was blessed with three boys. And I had to find out he was a boy before I was having him, so I knew I would love him and accept him, because I was right tooting, I was having another girl. But he brought so much personality to our family, and any of you who had the delight of meeting him, he was full of life. And at 4 years old, on the day which is represented by the world as Love Day, Valentine's Day, our little Matthew was killed in a tragic accident by his grandfather. Not that he meant to. He was just being grandpa, and he was pulling Matthew behind on a GT. You know, you do that on the farm, right? You get pulled behind the truck and the GT, ooh-hoo fun. And Papa turned the wrong way, and Matthew ended up going under the dualies. Now, I was only at my in-laws, this is my in-laws, place, because I was there helping out my sister-in-law who had to go and have gallbladder surgery. So Dane and the other two kids were home, and Dane's parents live by Medicine Hat. And I, for some reason, was at a funeral that day for a former pastor of ours in Medicine Hat. So I wasn't even there when this happened. So I got a phone call saying, Jen, come back. Matthew's been hurt. I'm like, oh, okay. all right, is he okay? And my sister-in-law kind of fibbed so I wouldn't freak out because I was an hour away from their place and said, no, I think it's just his leg. I'm like, oh, he's going to be kind of cute in a little cast running around. We'll have a good time with this. That wasn't the case. I got a phone call again. Jen, come quick. They're actually going to be taking him on a helicopter and rushing him to Calgary. Then everything went up. I had already called Dane. This is going on. I'll let you know where to meet us. I don't know if we're coming up to the Stollery. I don't know if we're going to Calgary. I don't know where we're going. So I was driving really fast and praying that I have enough fuel because I actually didn't get a chance to fill up the truck. Well, I saw the ambulance on the highway and I started flashing my lights. I turned around on the highway. I'm chasing the ambulance. There's an RCMP behind me now. And I pull over with him. I hop into the RCMP truck with him. And then the ambulance stops on the highway. And I'm like, why did the ambulance stop on the highway? Like, this is wild. This is crazy. This is just, my heart is racing. I got told that my son had passed away on the exact same highway my parents died on. And I was alone. Who was there with me? Some EMT workers, the paramedics, and the officer. And then I had to go back to my in-laws' place. And if you've ever met Dane's dad, he's been here a few times. A beautiful man. Definitely a man, heart of gold. He's not very big. He is all of 5'6", maybe 130 pounds. I am not small. And I'm loud and boisterous and I can have a temper. Just ask my children. My mama can get loud. I walked into that house ready to rip him a new one. I saw this man at the kitchen table, and all of a sudden, God's love just enveloped me. And it was his goodness, because it could have done some damage. And I just saw this broken man, and all I could do was, Dad, you were just loving him. You were just being Papa. You just wanted to have a good time with your grandson and let him have a good day. And I just held him. I don't know where that came from, because that has to be God, to be able to forgive a person before you even have a chance to talk about him. And I was able to forgive him in that moment. And there's been more times I've had to, you know, forgive and forgive. I still go there. The truck is still there that took my son's life. And then I had to phone the family. And I had to phone Dane, who was 6 hours away. And my other kids came down. And this happened 6 years ago. So they weren't very big. They were still young at the time. Dusty was only 6, William was 8, and Madeline 10, 11, I think. Yeah, I'd have to do math. But they had to start driving down. And as they were driving, the Holy Spirit put Dane into a sleep, gave Dane a vision. And we were fortunate enough to get a painting of this vision of Matthew going into heaven with Jesus. So God gave Dane, he was in a dark room, and Matthew came running to him, and he was hugging Daddy, saying, Daddy, it's going to be okay, it's going to be okay. And just hugging on him and loving on him, as dads do. And then he's like, Dad, I have to go. And he was like, no. Dane and Matthew had quite a relationship. You know, we don't always have a favorite, but there's sometimes one child that is, you know, you're just kind of closer with, and that was Dane and Matthew. And Matthew went down, and he's like, okay, Dad, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to heaven. And he walked away, and then the door opened, and the whole room was just filled with this bright, bright light. And that is actually a picture of Matthew walking into heaven with Jesus. We were able to give the artist a picture of Matthew, and that's kind of what he looked like with his crazy little hair. And so this picture, it gives us hope that we know that we get to see him again when we go to heaven. And it has been God's goodness that we have this reminder. It's hanging in our living room. And it just brings us joy. And and so that's just a little bit, parts and bits of it. But I'm telling you, life is sad, crazy, wild, unfair. I've had my moments of yelling and whatnot. But if it's God and our kids, I mean, we always knew he'd be the tallest and the biggest. At 4 years old, he was already 4 feet tall. and he had a temper, So it's just really cool how we get to remember him. And I'm glad that we do as a family, because we remember him most every day, which is really cool.
When life is wild. All right. Thanks, Jen.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It. Just going to ask you to give me 9 minutes, but don't set a timer. You know, there's all kinds of wild things that can happen to our lives that totally come out of nowhere. Things that are unfair, things that are scary, things that change. Sadness can come. And it really comes out of nowhere. And that just doesn't apply to kids. That applies to adults as well. I am a father. I have and a husband as well. I have my wife is the one leading the music this morning. I have a daughter here who's 13. I have a son here who's 15. And when they were really small, many years ago, we used to do something as a family. This is Caleb. So Caleb, here you can stand up now. This is what happens if you feed them. And that they go from that to that. So he's 15 now. This is like when he was preschool, pre-K age. And back in the day when you'll notice I had hair. Thank you. Yes. And then youth ministry took it all away. So back in those days when my son was, he must have been 4 years old then, we were living on the East Coast in Canada, and we would go to the beach. That was one of our favorite things. How many have ever been to the ocean here and gone to the beach? And, you know, I love the ocean because there's actually waves there. Lakes are cool, but there's waves that happen in the ocean, especially when there's a storm. And the next day you go to the beach, then the waves can get really big. And sometimes, you know, you can be standing in the water up to your waist and you can have these waves crashing over your head. Just a lot of fun. It's God's wave pool. And it's so much fun. So we would go to the beach, and we went to the beach this day when Caleb was about that size and I was about young with hair. And we were playing on the beach with a family, and Caleb loves water. He's always loved water his whole life. He loves to swim. But the ocean can be intimidating when there's big waves that keep crashing on the shore. And so he was kind of playing in the ocean and doing that thing where he'd run out, and then the wave would come, and he'd run right back. And then he'd run out, and then the wave would come, and he'd run right back. And he wanted to go play in the big waves, but he was that small, and so he really couldn't. So Dad decided, like dads always do, that we're going to have some fun, right? Kids go to mom for safety, they go to dad for fun, and I pick him up, and I said, let's go to the ocean. Yeah, let's go in the ocean. And so I hold on to him, and we go out into the ocean, and we walk out maybe 30 yards, and we get to where the water's about here. Now, if you know anything about the ocean, not every wave is a big wave. It's like every 10th wave or something is like a big wave. I'm not sure how that works, but there's waves, and then there's really big waves that come in. And so we kind of weather the storm from these waves, and they would come right in, and they would kind of, I could hold on to him while these small waves were coming in. But then all of a sudden, there's this big wave coming, and he would look at me, and then I would look at the wave, and I'd be like, here we go. And this wave hit us, and it would send us tumbling under the water, and we would come up, and he'd be spitting water, and he'd be half crying, and he would grab my head, and he would look me in the face to see if I was laughing or crying. Because he's like, this is the most terrifying thing of my life, but I'm having so much fun. But I got to see Dad's reaction. Am I going to die? And I'd be laughing. Oh, this is fun. And he'd be like, yeah, this is fun. And then we'd go right back out into the ocean, and we'd see that another 10th wave come, and it would hit us, and it would spin us over, and we'd go rolling around. And you know what? In the midst of all of that, he held on to me with a death grip. But you know what? More importantly, as a father, I held on to him even tighter because I wasn't going to let him go. You know, there's all kinds of things that can come in our life. There's all kinds of wild waves that can come into our lives that can leave us spinning and disoriented. And it's not just for kids. And we talked about those things this week. It can happen to adults too, and we heard some of those stories. It can be losing a loved one. It can be losing a job. It can be family struggles, and I'm looking at some of you right now, and I know your story, and you're in the middle of it. You feel like that wave is crashing. It's pounding you, and you don't know if you're going to come up for water, and that's what it feels like. But do you want to know the most amazing promise that we've been talking about all week long? It's that God is good, and that He is holding on to you. If you are a Christian, if you are a believer, if you are in Christ, He is holding on to you in those wild waves of life. That is the promise that we have, that we've been talking about. In fact, go to the next one, Dale, here. These are the verses that we've learned all week long that the kids said here. The Lord is good, a strong refuge when trouble comes. Even when I walk through the dark valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His faithful love endures forever. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Remember the Lord who is great and glorious. That we have this promise that if we are a believer, if we are a Christian, that God is holding us in the midst of those wild waves that come our way in life. In fact, we sang a song this week, and I think it's going to be on the recap video. It's called Leaning. Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. It's an old hymn. It's from an old hymn. And that's our promise as Christians, that we can lean on the everlasting arms, and we are in His grip. You want to know why Christians are so excited? There's this deep mystery of this thing called the good news, called the gospel, and here's what it is. The Bible talks about how there's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God the Father loves His Son much like I love my son and much like you guys love your kids as well. I see it. You guys love your kids. I go to those pageant thingies, those preschool pageant thingies, and every single one of you are pointing a camera at your kid. Nobody else's kids. You're pointing that camera at your kid, and you want to put that picture on Facebook. You're not looking at any other kid. You're looking at that kid. And the Bible says that the God the Father loves His Son. He looks at Him and says, "This is my Son whom I'm well pleased. I'm well pleased." He looks at the Son the same way you will look at your children. And here's the most amazing thing about the gospel. Is that if we unite ourselves to the Son, to Jesus, by our faith, then all the blessings that God would pour on His Son, He gives to us. And He holds us tight because He holds His Son tight as well. And we are in His grip. Isn't that the most amazing thing? Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says this, that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord of all and He's Lord of your life, and you, as Steve said, you confess your sins to Him and He's in charge, and you believe in your heart that God sent Jesus to this earth to die on the cross for your sin, and then He rose from the dead the third day, He says, you will be saved. And you will be in His eternal grip no matter what waves may come in life. It's a forever grip that even death cannot reach. I want to give you an opportunity to be in the grip of the Heavenly Father and unite yourself to Jesus. I want everyone to close your eyes. If you want to make that decision, if you want to accept Jesus into your life as your Lord and your Savior, and you want to believe Romans chapter 10, verse 9, where it says, you confess your name, Jesus, Lord, and believe in your heart, God raised Him from the dead. I want you to, in your heart right now, repeat this little prayer. Just in your heart, just silently in your heart. Jesus, thank you for coming to this earth to die on the cross for my sin. I believe that you rose from the dead. I thank you for taking the place on the cross for me. Thank you that I can have eternal life in you. I give my life to you, and I want to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you've prayed that prayer, that means that you're in the grip of God now, and all the blessings that God would pour on His Son, He wants to pour into you. And if you made that decision, I encourage you, as we go for lunch a bit later, you come talk to me or come to Pastor Josh or Pastor Andrew. We'd love to chat with you further about how you can grow in your faith. Right now, though, I want to direct your attention to the screen, and we're going to see just 3-minute highlight video of all the fun that happened this week in Roar.
To think about the goodness of the Lord. He gives me everything I need and so much more. So I just want to lift my hands and say that I love Him. I just want to lift my heart in praise. And I want to be faithful. I want to be faithful. I want to remember everything that the Lord has done. I want to be faithful. I want to be grateful. I want to be, I want to be, I want to be. I like to think about the goodness of the Lord. He gives me everything I need and so much more. So I just want to lift my hands and say that I love Him. I just want to lift my heart in praise. And I want to be faithful. I want to be grateful. I want to remember everything that the Lord has done. I want to be faithful. I want to be grateful. I want to be, I want to be, I want to be faithful. I want to be.
All right, Kid Camp leaders and kids, come on up front. We're going to be thankful. Everyone can stand up and sing with us. These actions are really easy.
I like to think about the goodness of the Lord. He gives me everything I need and so much more. So I just want to lift my hands and say that I love Him. I just want to lift my voice in praise. I want to be faithful. I want to be grateful. I want to remember everything that the Lord has done. I want to be thankful. I want to be grateful. I want to be, I want to be, I want to be.
I like to think about the goodness of the Lord.
I like to think about the goodness of the Lord.
He gives me everything I need and so much more. So I just want to lift my hands and say that I love him. I just want to lift my heart in praise. I want to be thankful. I want to be grateful. I want to remember everything that the Lord has done. I want to be thankful. I want to be grateful. I want to be thankful. I want to be grateful. I want to remember everything that the Lord has done. I want to be thankful. I want to be grateful. I want to be.
Woo, great singing. Thank you.